Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Today's message is titled, Have Faith in God. Now we read Mark chapter 11, verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. Jesus said to his disciples that they should have faith in God. What brought about this was when he has spoken to a tree a day before, and the tree had dried up, and then they calling to mind, remembering what happened, that they heard him spoke to a tree, and then the tree is dead. So they marveled, they were amazed, and then drew his attention to it, that the tree you spoke to had died. Then on that basis, he's speaking and replying, saying that you have faith in God. Who is this God? The Almighty God. The disciples had not realized. They had not known whom the man Christ Jesus was, that God was in Christ, which God, the Word, was in Christ. So he's the one speaking and testifying in him. And so he said they should have faith in him, that he came to draw the attention, our mind, to the Word of God. And that we should have faith in God. That's what God is expecting from everyone. That without this faith in the Word of God, it is impossible to please God. That whosoever comes to God must believe that God is true, which God, His Word. Because when He spoke to the Israelites in the wilderness, He used them as an example to us. He gathered them to the mountain, the Mount Sinai, and spoke to them. They heard the voice of his word, and they wanted them to continue in that word. They did not. And so the scripture says that they hardened their heart. They didn't take in the word. They didn't believe his word. And because of that, they grieved him 40 years in the wilderness. He spoke to them that they should open and let him in. That is, they should believe his testimony, that his word is living. That the word he gave to them in the scriptures is active. And that if they allow the word into their heart, then the word will be leading them. The word, his word, will be controlling them. That's why the scripture says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. What spirit? Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. That the word he spoke to them were spirits and living. And then the word was to lead them from the inside. That the word of God is that inner man that comes to take position in our hearts, take his place in our hearts. And so he says that is how faith works, that we must believe his word. No man has seen God at any time. But the word which he gave to the Israelites is his son, the only begotten son that is in the bosom of the Father. And that word declares God. That is God's manifestation unto humanity, which word he gave to us in the Bible. That the Israelites of old did not believe. Though they heard the word, though the ark followed them, they could recite the scriptures, they did not believe that the very word was the Christ, his son, which he wants us to have faith on. He wants us to believe in him. You know, we receive testimony from one another. So if we take man's testimony on face value, God's testimony is greater, which testimony he gave concerning his son. That this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, hear you him. That God gave testimony concerning his word, that he cannot lie. that every word of God in the Bible is true. And the people did not believe. For example, he told them that he's going to give them the land which he promised Abraham. That this is the word he gave to Abraham. That I will give them the land. They despise his word. Let's read that in Psalm 106 in verse 24. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. Are you hearing? The Lord promised Abraham. This is the promise he promised. That he would give him the land, the pleasant land, the land of promise as an inheritance. And this word was put in writing in the days of Moses. It became scriptures. The people did not believe his word. What were they supposed to believe? The scriptures. He said, Abraham, their father, believed the scriptures, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And yet they said they are descendants of Abraham. Jesus said to them, you are not children of Abraham, because you are not doing the work of Abraham. What work? To believe in him whom God has sent. Who did God send? His word. So he said they despise his word. The pleasant land. They did not believe his word. And that's why it says in Hebrews chapter 3, see what Hebrews chapter 3 says from verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You see, they departed from the living God. Who is the living God? The Word. He said the Word of God is living. That the Word that followed them 40 years in the wilderness, he said he is that Spirit. They resisted. They hardened their hearts against the Holy Spirit. For every word in the Bible came by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit spoke or inspired men to speak. That's how we got the words in the Bible. And so when we disbelieve this word of God and we don't believe that the Bible is the word of God indeed, we are calling God a liar. That means we are not believing his report, his testimony concerning his son. These people of Israel in the old time, in the wilderness, were used as example. And he said they grieved him, and then he swore that they would not enter into his rest. And all of them perish in the wilderness except Joshua and Caleb that entered the promised land. What made them to perish? They did not believe his word. Nothing else killed them. Nothing else destroyed them. Why did Adam die in the Garden of Eden? Because he did not believe his word. He said to him, if they eat of that tree, he set a boundary for him. You shall die. It's not the tree that killed him, the word. He disobeyed the word of God. And that is what God is saying to us, that we should have faith in the word. The tree may not be able to kill, but the word kills. Disobeying the word destroys. And that is why he's saying that they should have faith in God. Faith in who? In his word. That without his faith, it is impossible to please God. And that God says it must come to pass. That scripture cannot be broken. So he said they departed from the living God where in their hearts. It is not the conditions they faced that was the issue. The problem was that they turned away from God. They went through that terrible wilderness. There were serpents, there were things in the wilderness. God kept them. And they didn't understand. They didn't turn to him. So time and time again, they murmur. Time again, they complain. Why was it so? He said they did not turn to his word. They had an evil heart, a heart of unbelief, a heart that would simply not believe God, not believe his word. They didn't take to his word. Two people that the Lord used to give us example, King Saul and David. They're a good example concerning faith in God. They both experience a distress, a condition that is perplexing. David, his wife, children, and all that were dwelling in Ziklag have been captured by the Amalekites. And they have burnt down their houses completely. And so they cried and wept. Military men, generals in the army, were distressed. They cried to the point of stoning David. David himself was distressed. But what did David do? Let's read that in 1 Samuel chapter 30. If we read from verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You hear that? He said David encouraged himself. He was distressed. That's not the point. The point is here is that he encouraged himself. He turned to the Lord his God in his condition of distress. In verse 7, and David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without faith recover all. The Lord spoke. He told him. Why did he speak to him? Because David inquired from the Lord. In his distress, he called unto the Lord. He called unto he that is higher than I. He turned to the Lord his God. Why did he turn to the Lord his God? He had faith in God. Not in his condition, but in God. That with God, all things are possible. At this same time, the Philistines has invaded Israel. And King Saul got the wind, got the news that they have invaded. And King Saul, who was the king at the time, did something when he was distressed. When he had the tidings that the Philistines has invaded the country. What did he do? Let's read that in 1 Chronicles chapter 10. In verse 13 and 14 of 1 Chronicles chapter 10. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. And he inquired not of the Lord, therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. David was distressed, he turned to the Lord. King Saul was distressed, he turned to the witch. Not to the Lord. The Lord expected him to come. Is it not amazing? He said that he inquired not from the Lord. The Lord was waiting for him. He was still waiting for him with his arm open, that he would see the error of his ways and turn and repent. You know, that was what God is telling us. He said, I do not condemn you, he told the woman, but go and sin no more. That he condemns no one, but turn to the truth. He said, today, if we hear his voice, harden not your heart. That if King Saul had turned to the Lord, he said, I'm in your hand, the Lord would have heard him. But this man went to the witch of Endor. He had no faith in God. He had no faith in his word. And so God is saying to us that we should have faith in God. Which God? The word he gave to us in the Bible. That we are to inquire from him. We are to turn to him in times of difficulties. That should be our first point of call. That when we are distressed, when we are perplexed, we should turn to him that answers prayers. That is why he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer to all people. Which house? He says you pray to him. Pray to the word. That in my father's house are many mansions. That God wants us to turn to his word. that by him he will supply all we need. By Christ Jesus, that he gave them his word in the wilderness, they will not turn to him. King Saul didn't turn to him. Hear what the prophet says concerning the errors of Israel of old. Prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 8, reading from verse 19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. It says that if they say to us, say to you, go to witches and wizards, those who have familiar spirits, don't go. Why should you go to the dead? You should go to the living. That God is living. Who is that living God? He said the word of God is living. He will speak to you. He will speak to your circumstances. They came to him and said to the man, Jairus, the owner of a synagogue, he said, your daughter is dead. The word said to him, he said, only believe, don't fear. He says, if you turn to the living, he will speak to you. There's something he's going to say to you. He will speak to you peace. And that if they don't do according to this way, because there's no light in them, that we should not turn to the dead. We should turn to the living, that the word of God is living. He said, you are dead. Your male life is hid in Christ, with Christ in God. And so he's saying to us that we are to turn to the living God. How can we turn to he if we don't believe? The scripture says, how can they call on whom they have not believed? How can they believe on whom they have not heard of? And that's why he's preaching to us his word. That after such a long time, he said, in David today, if you hear his voice of who? Voice of the scriptures, harden not your heart. Don't turn away from him. He said, my son, give me your heart. Turn to me. Who is calling? The God of the Holy Bible is calling us. He said we should not walk away from him. If we leave him, we will end up in the congregation of the dead. We've gone to the dead. That all others are dead. There is only one that knows me, my son. That no man has seen God at any time. Except his only begotten son that is in his bosom of the Father. He declares him. That it is only these creatures that knows me. And then if you won't hear, if you want to hear the voice of God, you must turn to the Holy Bible. You must turn to his word. And that David wanted to know what he would do, he turned to the scriptures. But King Saul desired solution. He went to the witch of Eden. He went to flesh and blood that is possessed with a spirit. He didn't come to this living one. He is not flesh and blood. He's a spirit. He's a God. He's a spirit. That spirit is the Lord from heaven, which spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. He said, this God is living, he's not dead. So we cannot leave the living word of God and go to the dead, that we should turn to the scriptures and hear what he's saying. That if his word enter us, we'll get the result of what he says. Amen. And that when we believe, it don't matter. He said, if thou wouldest believe, you shall see the glory of the word. You see the glory of the word of God. That faith in him is the salvation. And so he's saying to us that we should have faith in his word. That whosoever does not believe the testimony of God in the Bible has turned God to be a liar. But whosoever believe his testimony has said to God's seal that God is true. That this word of God is the express image of God. And someone will say, where is the proof of God? The scripture is telling us that he is the proof of God. That this word we are reading in the Bible is the proof of God. That if we leave this God and go somewhere else, we've gone to those who are having familiar spirits. Means they are not the truth. It's only familiar. It's fake. John the Baptist said this in John chapter 3. Let's read that. concerning hearing the true word of God and where we should go to and whom we should listen to. John chapter 3, verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath said to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. It says, if we don't believe the Son of God, you know what he's saying? If we don't believe the word of God, that we are to believe in his Son. That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That only begotten Son is the Holy Bible, which he gave to the whole world. That whosoever believes in him, whosoever believes in the scripture, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That God has given us everlasting life through his Son. He that has the Son, what does that mean? He that believes that this word of God in the Bible is the word of God, has inwardly confirmed that God is true in his heart. And God that searches the heart, he knows everyone. He said that one who has the faith in his word has everlasting life. By what means? By he whom he has believed. That the same word you have believed is able to give you life. Everlasting life. That he promised them, I'm going to give you the land I promised Abraham. I will do it, my word. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I will give the land, he said to Abraham. Who's going to give the land? Not through your weapons, no, through the word. And so he's saying that anyone that has this word of God, this word says, I will give you everlasting life. You better believe him. And that it is not through our work, through his word. That if we believe the scriptures, if we believe what the scripture says, it says we have that life. Because the scripture cannot be broken. Never. And so that it is by this word, God wants us to gain access to him. That only by this way we can come to God, come to the Father. And then when we believe the word, we have believed God. When we receive his testimony, look at what 1 John chapter 5 says. It says this from verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. It says, anyone that believes this testimony, where's this testimony? This testimony. That's why it's called the book of testimony. The Bible is the book of testimony. God's testimony from Genesis to Revelation concerning his Son. And that this testimony we are to believe. Which God gave by himself, that all scripture came by the inspiration of God. Not men, God. Gave this testimony of the scriptures. Jesus says, I have a greater testimony. Greater testifier. My Father. That God gave us these holy scriptures. And he says, if we believe his testimony, we have said that God is true. We have pleased God. We now become children of God. We become the children of God. He said we have the testimony. These faith talks It's a talking faith. That's why it says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that God has raised him from the dead. So it's a talking faith. You cannot have this faith and not have a testimony. Faith in God speaks. And that's why 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 of it says this: we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. It's a talking faith. And he says that we also having the same spirit of faith. You see, faith is a spirit. That's why he says they had an evil heart of unbelief. But how does this faith come? He says it comes by hearing the scripture, the word. That when the word of God gains an entrance into our heart, then you will receive the spirit of faith. And that spirit of faith speaks. He said, we also having the same spirit of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the scriptures. Faith in his word. He said, as I believe, so I speak. So that when we believe his word, then we have the testimony in us. We have the witness in us. And then we have the evidence that we have believed God. For as he said, that this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear you him. Then we also say, this is the son of God. Whose son? The son of the invisible spirit. That the word of God in the Bible is the son of the spirit. The spirit that spoke and gave birth to the scriptures. That we also having the same testimony. That faith in God is faith in the Holy Bible. And that one that believes his testimony has believed God. One who does not believe the testimony of God which he gave concerning his word has made God a liar. Because he said that God's talk is a lie. And that is why they said they perish in the wilderness, because they said that there are giants in the land. They cannot inherit the land. They said God has lied. Let's go to Egypt. And then they perish in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb had a testimony. Caleb said, let go at once. Why did he speak? He said he has another spirit, the spirit of faith. He said, we all having the same spirit of faith, we speak the same way. And that Caleb spoke the word. Why? Because the word was in him. That if this word of God is in us, you cannot be talking another thing, that we don't have confidence in the flesh. We have confidence in Christ. We have them that worship God. We are the circumcised in heart through the Spirit. That these people are circumcised in heart, he said. But these other ones, it's 10 spies. He said they are not circumcised. They have an evil heart of unbelief. They have departed from the living God. They have not continued in the word. But he says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You will know the truth. The truth will make you free. You know that this word of God cannot fail. It is the scripture God wants us to have faith in on, not in ourselves. It is the scripture we have to believe that God said it, is settled. God spoke it, it must come to pass. It can never fail. History has already reported. No nation has ever regrouped again after such a long time. That over 1,800 years, the Israelites was not a nation anymore. But this God of the Holy Scripture says that there will be no nation, but after a while they will regroup again. He says until the Gentiles' time is up, and then he will regroup them. So you better fear the Scriptures. And so it has happened. And so that's what he's saying to us, that fear him, believe in him. That he said that he's going to give you eternal life, it is true. And that the day is coming, the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall rise according to the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit BenOganMinistries.org.